Oh my God, Liv. People are always coming to me asking how to make six figures as a life coach. And I'm like, what? Like, it's hard?
It's easy if you just go to class. To get our free class on how to make six figures in your coaching business, all you need to do is text the words six figures to 813-212-8869.
Again, text six figures to 813-212-8869 to get our free class on how to make six figures as a life coach today.
Now let's get back to the episode.
It's time to pick up the phone. Answer that call.
This call is your calling and you can't hide from it or ignore it.
That passion you have to help people and make a difference isn't going anywhere. You deserve to get paid and paid well doing work you love and changing lives.
Everything in your life has led you here, and now we're here to help you figure out how to make your destiny your reality.
Welcome to Six Figure Certified Coach, the podcast hosted by Inner Glow Circle.
IGC is an internationally accredited life coaching school created to take your existing professional skills paired with your life experience and turn it into a six-figure coaching business.
We've trained thousands of successful coaches, and now it's your turn.
Let's get focused, get real, and get you six-figure certified. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Six Figure Certified Coach, the podcast. I'm your host, Liv Chapman, and we have a repeating guest. What would it be? But I'm joined today with Kalia Jones. She has been on the podcast before. That's what I mean by that. She's an amazing episode from season one. She's an IGC graduate. She's a California girl now. And she's also our resident NLP practitioner and trainer. So welcome.
Yay. Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here once again.
Once again. Yes. Welcome back. It's been too long. We have so much to catch up on. And I really think I could have gone on and on with the intro.
Yeah. I do feel like I've lived a lot of lives.
You have. Like, tell us about some of them.
Well, I obviously am a life coach and NLP trainer now, but I used to come from corporate background. So I did human resources. I did HR for over almost 10 years in corporate spaces. And then prior to that, I was an Army military active duty soldier. So I was in the military for about 7 years active duty. And I also did HR in that space as well. So, and I've been an actress. I actually have a syndicated national commercial floating somewhere overseas still.
I actually did not know that part. Okay.
I didn't know that part. Yes. Yes. And a makeup artist. I've been on sets for that as well. So many different lives, whatever I put my mind to, I feel like I've gone after it in some sense.
Well, funny you should say that, because I feel like that has a lot to do with NLP. That's why, okay, so if people don't know what NLP is, I wanted Kalia to come on the podcast today because we have been doing this NLP course in IGC and the feedback has been insane. Like, the transformation has been insane. It's something new that we started earlier this year. And I actually didn't take the course with you, although our training director, Charisma, did. But every time I'm in an IGC space or talking to the students, they're like bringing it up. And I'm like, what happened in this class, everybody? Like, I need to be in it. But to some people outside of the coaching world, they like don't even know what it is. So let's start there, because I feel like that's going to key us into like how you just made that comment. Like, anything I've put my mind to, I've been able to do.
Yes. Yes. I love this question. So for those, if I was to try to dummy proof it down and just speak to people who have no clue what NLP is, I would say it is a user manual for our mind. It is the subject that I wish we would have all learned in grade school about how to use your mind and body to work for you to get the most positive results out of your life experience.
Mm. Okay. And it stands for neuro-linguistic programming.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Yes, ma'am. So neuro-linguistic programming, is like your nervous system. It's your mind and how you experience the world. And then linguistic would be language. So how we interact with others and how we interact with ourselves. A lot to do with our own inner dialogue and a lot to do with how we interact with outside people as well. And then, of course, programming, that is the results from the experience and behaviors and then the meaning that we assign to that. So the programming equals basically your patterns.
That's why it's so powerful, because if we can break the negative patterns we've created, we get a whole new life or outcome, is my understanding. So exactly. How did you get into this? I've heard it in the coaching industry for years, never really understood it. I had seen it a lot in sales, which I definitely want to touch on at some point. But how did you first get into this? And then, you know, I get into a lot of things, but I don't want to like become a practitioner of it. So how did you get here?
Great question. So I became a ICF certified coach. And as you know, IGC is the second program that I went through for my certification. So the first one that I went through, it didn't necessarily equip me with all of the nuances around business and sales and actually re-identifying yourself as an entrepreneur versus someone, in my case, that came from a corporate space. So there was kind of a disconnect between I have all this knowledge to be a great coach. I know I can be a great coach, but then lacking the confidence, to be honest, the imposter syndrome, having that self-doubt, like, yes, you've learned these tools, but can you really apply it and help change lives? And NLP was brought up to me, I believe, through the coaching industry, honestly, as something that can help me as a coach to become more confident in my skill sets. So originally, I was seeking NLP for my own self-awareness and for my own self-development as a tool that I could use to self-coach myself and build my own confidence so that I could show up as a coach in other spaces. So that was my first introduction. Once I learned about all of the nuances of NLP and how it's just so great for modifying those patterns that we talked about, for identifying, for overcoming those limiting beliefs and those negative emotions, the unwanted habits and behaviors. And I was seeing myself really be rebirthed through applying these tools on myself. So practitioner first, and then you can apply it to your clients. And then I was able to see results of my clients. And I was like, wow, this is amazing.
So you were like, I need NLP so that I can be who I want to be. And then once you saw it working, you were like, I have to bring this to everybody else.
Right. Originally, I did not know that because I was already a certified coach. So I didn't necessarily think like, do I need this in my coaching practice, or is it something that I can just use for myself? And like you said, you hear about NLP in all different industries, not just coaching. You can use it to apply yourself in sales. That was one reason why I did it. I was like, I want to be able to get on sales calls, discovery calls, and close them confidently, be able to see my prices without fluttering my voice, be able to have authentic conversation and build rapport with people without feeling like I'm withdrawing. And so those were the original reasons why I invested in NLP.
Wow. So this is why I like talking about this so much, because it's one of those things that sounds like, which is similar to coaching. It's like, once you know how to do it, you can apply it to so many different areas of your life. It's not just one dimensional, like learning how to create an email funnel, which is still important, but it's one of these skills that is so transferable.
Yes.
That like, if you learn it, you can literally do anything. And I feel like that's what you were saying. That's how we got back over to this topic. It was like, once I knew the power of my mind, I could achieve anything that I wanted.
It is so very true. NLP was first even discovered by two men who really wanted to They studied the thoughts and behaviors of very successful individuals, and they basically wanted to model this behavior in other people. So how do we take the top five most successful humans of all time and study their habits, their behaviors, what they did, and how this can be transferred universally around to all humans? And it can. And so that's why a lot of these tools and scripts and techniques and processes have been developed, because they're proven to work, and it is in the power of your mind, your language, and your behaviors, and how they all interconnect.
It's almost like seems like too good to be true or like magic.
No, that's why I was like, why don't we learn this stuff? I mean, once I learned all of it, I was baffled that this isn't something that is just like a no-brainer that all humans are equipped with to live our best life.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, I got to get into the upcoming class. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I need it, we have a class coming up. December 14th is when it begins. If you're listening to this before December 10th, which hopefully you are, there's also a discount. We're going to put all of that in the show notes. So screenshot it and get back to your computer and hurry up and enroll. But the new class starts December 14th and on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
I like this because you can do it for yourself. And I'm thinking right away, I'm like, I need to use this with my kids. Like,
It's so,
you were saying?
Yes. I find that when I apply it to clients and they get such great relief and results so instantaneously, they're immediately like, I want to use this with my children because a lot of it is playing in imagination. We get to go back to realization and getting in tune with our breath and our body and our dreams and our higher self, if you will. So yes, when kids have these big emotions around anything, you know, things come up, fear or rejection or whatever the case is, these are great techniques to use on children as well for quick relief.
Oh, I love that. So anyone in any service that interacts with humans truly could benefit from NLP training.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Consider it a prerequisite to living your best life.
Wow. I'm like already sold. Can I come to the class? Would it be weird if I was in the class?
It might be a little because you're the
Okay. I'll have to hire you for a private training then. Because I mean, I am not even like gassing you up, although I would any day, anytime, but the reviews that we got from this course and just the fact that people have been able to use it again and again, it's like something that I'm seeing like almost on a daily basis in conversations in the IGC community. So if you're listening to this and you're not super familiar with IGC, we have this kind of mastermind, if you will, although we don't call it that anymore. It's called The Circle. But I saw a post in there. So one of our coaches got certified through your NLP course and led an open coaching call in The Circle. And basically the comments below were like this, that NLP technique she used was the most powerful thing ever, like major breakthroughs. This was like yesterday. Yes. And I'm like, wow, I need to get a taste of that.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love it. Well, of course, I love integrating coaching and NLP together. It's so great to use. But of course, we know coaching is centered on the client and it's more non-directional. You work with the client to get towards a goal, an outcome, an intention. And I love NLP because it's actually more directional. It's script-based. It's you're going through a script or a process and you are coming out on the opposite side different than how you started. So still client-led, still future-focused, but it is definitely more directional. Mm-hmm.
You essentially teach different exercises that you can do to use for yourself as well as for your, essentially lead your clients through them.
Correct.
How many different NLP techniques are there?
Probably thousands.
Oh, wow. Okay. Will you tell us a couple of your favorites?
It's like, it's levels to it. It's probably, it's so many. Because once you have learned the basic principles of NLP as a practitioner that we live by, you can actually start creating your own processes based off of those principles. So the different techniques have been adopted throughout time based off people who are using the principles and the ethics of NLP to directly create a framework. So some of my favorites that I use, obviously rapport, matching and mirroring. That was one of my first ones that I picked up as a practitioner because it helped me instantly get that rapport with my clients. It helps me speak their language, helps me match their energy. And on the opposite end, the client just unconsciously is just going to feel more you know, more in alignment with you. They're just going to feel like, oh, I feel like I know this person. I feel like, you know, we've been old friends forever. I feel like this person can really help me. And they might not know me at all, but because I was purposely kind of acquiescing to their energy through that mirror matching rapport framework, that has been very helpful with closing sales for sure. And then
acquiescing with their energy. Ooh, yeah. I love that. Okay.
Yes, that's a good one. And then, anything around disassociation of emotions. So like identifying emotion that say you want to get rid of, maybe fear, maybe rage, maybe discomfort. We call on the power of imagination often in NLP. So I might have you imagine that you can float out of your body and look at yourself from this third eye view having this emotion. And this can help you distance yourself from that emotion, right? Because NLP is all about studying and modeling excellence. So you can step outside of that and view like, oh, wow, what does that look like when I'm actually in this discomfort or in this negative emotion? It's also very powerful if you are wanting to self-coach and self-process yourself through certain things. For an example, I used to call on the power of imagery a lot when I didn't necessarily see myself as the embodied, confident coach, NLP practitioner that I desired to be. So I would see myself in these new shoes, in this future version of myself. We call on our five senses a lot. So feel it, taste it, see it, smell it, really embody that. If I was to tell you right now to focus on what a lemon tastes like, you could actually go into that and taste the zest of that lemon right now if you wanted to.
Yeah.
That power that we have with our body, with imagination, with visualization. So I use those practices often. The single belief change process, that's the one you're referring to that was shouted out in our Facebook group, which is a, that can be a single session all by itself. It's a very specific script to get somebody from one belief to a more empowered belief that is going to better serve them. And it works flawlessly every time.
Oh my gosh. I'm just amazed. And I could also taste the lemon. And I think that's one of those things like, as consumers or as people, we like want to know that something works, right? Like we need proof often, right? And even just you saying that, I'm like, oh my gosh, like if that simple example was evidence that we have so much power of mind, it's like, if I could just reel that in or, you know, recalibrate it a little bit more, then what becomes possible?
Exactly. Yes. We're like super human. We just don't tap into it as often as we should. So yes, this allows us to really intentionally tap into our human power abilities that we all have.
So would I be able to use NLP techniques in relationships or interactions with people without them even knowing?
Yes. That's to me the beauty of it. If you're in coaching session, even sometimes when you're in coaching sessions, you can navigate these conversations without specifically having to say, hey, I'm about to use this NLP technique or this script on you, because it really is just a series of questions and conversation and getting the client to move through some things. But I absolutely love that I know about NLP and know all of the presuppositions and all of the principles around it, because it has helped me so much just in relationship alone. I even test it when I'm like checking into a hotel or something, and in my mind, I'll say, I'm going to see if I can get upgraded just to see, by building rapport, by matching energy. Like I'll just try to test my skills and it works a lot of the time. Or I've done that for hotels, and I've done that to try to see if I can get upgraded to a first class on a flight.
Oh my God. See, I also think about this as almost like manifesting, like being in the energy of the thing that you desire. Like, I remember I was on a date with a guy once and we just kept getting stuff for free. It was almost uncomfortable, but I was like in a good energy. And I knew that I wasn't going to pay for anything that night because I was going on this date, not realizing that I was actually going to be getting it from all these other things. But it's like, what you're saying reminds me of just manifesting kind of, but it's almost, if you're using a technique that you actually comprehend consciously versus more subconsciously, I feel like it's just a more elevated version. Like you're literally just more active in the manifestation.
Yes, it is like, man, I tell people we're manifesting anyway, whether we're doing it or not. Whatever you focus your mind on, whatever what's going on in your inner world is going to reflect your outer world. So manifesting is happening regardless. So yes, this is in a way to intentionally get the results that you want based off of what you desire. Exactly.
So what are some of the biggest breakthroughs or, I don't know, changes have you seen or your clients seen when it comes to NLP? Like maybe let me ask that differently. Like maybe it's actually not the biggest breakthroughs, but like little things in life. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
What actually changes in your life on a more tangible level when you're able to implement these practices or tools?
Yes. And so I feel like NLP is a lot of it is being based things, which of course, once you handle that, the doing comes like nothing. Right. So for me and for clients, eliminating that self-doubt, building that confidence, helping to heal unresolved trauma that maybe you thought you've looked at, you thought you dealt with, but you keep getting stuck in this negative loop. I love NLP because it addresses trauma in a way that is not going digging deep into it, but just moving it to the front so we can move forward. The reframing of the negative thoughts, it's really good to keep you from not spiraling like we sometimes do. Being really self-aware of your inner critic and who you are and when that inner critic is talking versus your higher self versus your egoic self. Like it's very structured in that way. Expanding your capacity to listen to what is behind the words being said with people. Mm. That has been one of my like favorite things, like really hearing the unsaid and speaking to that with people or with clients. Sometimes I talk to people and I might piggyback off something that they said and they're like, how did you know that? And I can pick up on the thing behind what they're actually saying.
Yeah. The energy behind the words kind of thing.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Hard conversations, that's become so much easier. I used to be so like timid about having a quote unquote difficult conversation. Now I just look at it as like all good constructive communication.
Like, so you used to be like avoiding confrontation. Perhaps.
There you go. Yes.
Okay. I still do that. So yet again, I need to be in the class.
Yes. I'm really good at navigating hard conversations that could have been perceived as conflicts. I don't even view them as conflicts anymore.
Yeah,
negotiate. It's like so many. Learning to negotiate was a huge one. Selling myself effortlessly without this friction with my own self and trying to ask, you know, for money or ask for a sale. Redirecting my unhealthy habits. I used to be a notorious procrastinator. Even a
really
drinker. Oh my gosh. Yes. I wanted to stop the addiction of coffee. So NLP helped me with that with a very quick exercise. Yes. Yeah, so it's just been life changing all around.
Everything you're saying just brings it to the point of like, if you're listening to this and you don't feel like you're in control of your life in some capacity, like for me, I'm thinking like, okay, the kids are out of control or there are habits I want to break or routines I want to implement. Or, you know, you said kind of spiraling negative thoughts. And I think all humans have this. Like if you're living a human experience, you're not going to feel in control at all times.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't want to be in control at all times. But knowing that you have a skill set that you can activate to kind of take back control or have more autonomy. I feel like it's not, like I physically feel like I can take a deeper breath knowing that that's even possible.
Yes. Yes. I feel the same way. I love that I have these tools in my back pocket that I can rely on for emotional regulation and self-awareness and self-coaching. Yeah. And then to constantly, you know, we're, of course we're going to have bad days, but and emotions come up. But the idea that you have something where you can actually get relief from a negative thought or a negative emotion instantaneously and move on with your high vibe day is just been game changing.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if people use NLP for like dieting and weight loss and exercise. And I mean, I guess if it could go with like anything.
Yes, it can go with absolutely anything because it's a lot of it has it's a hypnotic language that allows us as practitioner to speak directly into the unconscious mind. And once we can penetrate through the logical and go straight to the unconscious, that's where we can just make changes with just with a thought. You can make a change just like that with the power of choice. So it allows us to speak straight into that so we can bypass all of that logical inner critic that might come up.
Yeah. All right. Well, now literally everyone wants to join the class and I know there's limited spots. So by the time you're listening to this, you might just want to register right now, but you go to innerglowcircle.com/NLP. And Kalia, do you have I genuinely don't remember the discount code. Do you know it?
I will know it. One sec.
All right. We're going to give you a discount code if you're listening to this and you want to get in quickly. And I know there's also a bonus NLP exercise that you get right away when you enroll. So you can like start controlling your own mind instantly.
Yes. A great bonus on becoming an embodied practitioner right away before we even start to get into class. So you can embody yourself as an anchor your emotions and your body and your habits into the role of a practitioner before you even learn the first tool or technique.
It's so funny, Kalia, because the whole time I'm thinking about this course, which like I said, we've run it before. It was just the reviews were insane. But the whole time I'm thinking about this course, I'm like, oh, it's just going to like make you a better coach. Like it's just going to, you can raise your prices because you have this new certification and your clients are going to have a better experience. They're going to tell more people about it. So you're going to get more clients. And I'm thinking about it from such a business lens. I have to be honest, it didn't really dawn on me how much it could support me also personally or support anyone also personally. Like feeling better day after day. And we talk a lot in this podcast about being the woman that you're becoming or embodying the woman you're becoming. And we've given a lot of like, you know, exercises you can do and tools that help. And of course, being in a community of other women and blah, blah, blah. But it's like a lot of the time when our mind is not right, for lack of a better word, we're alone in those moments. Those are moments that we're having so internally. And like, we know it because we'll be sitting on the couch and shit's going on all around the room, but we're in our own mind flipping out about something. And it's like, those are the moments for me, at least, where it's like a make it or break it for the day. Damn. I was only thinking about like, yes, get this certification so you can like have more clients, make more money, change more lives. I wasn't even thinking like, oh, and I can change mine.
Yeah. I would like to think that it's for you, the practitioner, first to apply, learn, embody. Then you go and apply these tools to your clients.
Wow. Really, just really crazy. And I'm so glad that this is how the conversation went today. Because as usual, I didn't prepare Kalia with anything. I was just like, you got to get on the podcast before the course launches. Like, we got to talk about NLP. Because although you were certified in NLP a couple of years ago, I don't know. I mean, we didn't have this course or this certification at that point. So we definitely didn't talk about this in depth like we did today. But I didn't know where the conversation would go, as I never do. And I genuinely feel like really excited about it. And I'm like really happy for all the women that are going to be in the class. Cause I think about the ones like who are starting a business and feel so alone, or like they know all the tangible steps to take every day, but they're like not loving their business anymore. Or they're getting that weird feeling before they get on a sales call. Maybe they even went through our sales course and they're like, well, we know exactly what to say, but the energy is sometimes the thing that's missing for people in business. Mm-hmm. It's not that they don't know what to write on the internet or how to set up an email funnel or a billing system. It's the energy behind it that's off. So I'm really glad you spoke to that.
Yes, me too. Because that was probably like the biggest takeaway I would want for people to know, that this isn't just transfer. It isn't just informational. Like, it's transfer.
Yeah. Oh my God. We need to add that. This isn't just informational. It's transformational. So good.
Yes, it absolutely is. Because you're going to learn so much, but you are going to be absolutely transformed. And we do actually practice what we learn in these sessions through demonstration. So you'll experience the power of NLP right away. I did find that discount code and it's going to be NLP10.
NLP10. So you'll get 10% off. The course price is, I believe, $1,888. So it's quite a steal if you ask me. It's 7 weeks. It's live. So Kalia is leading it live. You are not going to be left to your own devices. And I know a lot of people are probably thinking, oh, but it's the holidays. Well, I know that these same people are sitting like, next year's my year. Well, next year's not going to be your year if you don't do something to change it. I'm in the same boat with you all though too. So that's why I love the timing of this too. It's like, you're going to get it right at the end of the year going into the next. It's like, you could have a whole different outlook on life literally by January 1st.
And you absolutely will. Imagine leaving the training a whole new person than when you arrived, especially if you're committed to a trauma-informed approach of how to coach within your practice, or just how to live and be more authentically you and show up in relationship with people as the best version of yourself. It really can help elevate the impact of yourself and the people that you are coaching.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for sharing everything and all of your insight and information. We'll leave all of the sign-up link and the discount code in the show notes. And listen, I hope to literally see you all in class if I'm allowed in. If not, I'll be learning the NLP techniques alongside you some way, shape, or form. But thank you so much for being here, Kalia. And I can't wait to see all of your success stories yet again.
Yay. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm looking forward to seeing the amazing future practitioners that are going to be in this upcoming course.
Beautiful. We'll see you all next week.
Let's face it, the world needs you and your clients are waiting.
This is the year you make it happen and become a six-figure certified coach doing exactly what you were called to do.
If you loved this episode, give us a 5-star review and share it with someone else who's ready to make moves and answer their calling.
We can't wait to see you next week and help you make your first or your next six figures as a certified coach.